WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program helps conservation organizations and the State Department of Natural Resources protect Wisconsin's natural environment.
Historically, Republicans and Democrats alike have constantly supported this program and remunerated because there is such a huge value in preserving our conservation here in the state.
That's Republican State Senator Patrick Teston. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay about a bill he's co-sponsoring to continue funding the program.
I do think there's a willingness on both sides of the aisle to hopefully address this. And my hope is that we can come together and create a bipartisan bill that can get support from both sides of the aisle.
Teston's proposal would secure funding for the program until 2030. The stewardship program used to purchase land through proposals that would be reviewed by the legislature's powerful budget committee. Individuals on the committee had the power to veto project proposals anonymously, even if the funding was already appropriated. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision last year ruled that power unconstitutional. Teston says the decision put the program on life support.
I think what we're going to end up proposing is, all right, let's just reauthorize this program until we can get into the next state budget.
The Republican-led budget committee balked at including the program in this two-year budget. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers have also introduced a bill to continue the program. It would create an oversight board to advise the DNR on projects and have authority to approve large land acquisitions. If the legislature doesn't pass a measure to extend the program, it will lose funding after June of next year. The Wausau City Council last night voted to override Mayor Doug Denny's budget veto. During a discussion before the vote, Council President Lisa Rasmussen said the issue of the $1.4 million fiscal cliff should be addressed next spring, and what she says is a 2027 problem shouldn't be intermingled with the 2026 budget. The council also approved Denny's latest appointment to the Ethics Board, removing Board Chair Doug Hostler, whose term was slated to end in 2030. Christopher Filtz, who is also on the Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, will finish Hostler's term. During discussion, Alder Rasmussen raised a concern about board appointments that are members of multiple boards, saying a constituent called her with questions about standards for board appointments. Whether by street or by sky, this is the busiest travel week of the year. Savannah Tomei Olson lays out the best times to hit the road.
AAA estimates 1.65 million people in Wisconsin will be traveling more than 50 miles away. Here's when the roads will be busiest: Tuesday from noon to 9, Wednesday from 11 to 8, and all day Sunday. Advocates and law enforcement are urging you to have a designated driver if you'll be drinking. Holidays can turn tragic when people drive impaired. Data shows on average 173 people die each year over the Thanksgiving holiday in drunk driving crashes. That's 35% of all traffic deaths during that time period. To keep the roads safer, AAA has activated its Tow2Go program. Someone who has their car with them and maybe imbibed more than they planned can call, and a tow truck will take the person and their car to their destination. Only within a 10-mile radius, but the program is free and you do not have to be a AAA member.
Monday marked the Wausau Grand Theater's 98th anniversary. The theater opened on November 24, 1927. It was opened 7 months after the original occupant of the site, the Grand Opera House, was razed in April. The Opera House operated for nearly 30 years. The Grand Theater opened with a showing of the silent film Dress Parade. Today, the theater hosts over 300 events per year and serves a 52-county region. Next week, the theater will have its 56th annual production of the classic holiday show The Nutcracker, opening on December 6th. For ticket information, visit grandtheater.org. This weekend is Small Business Saturday, when downtown businesses will be offering unique products and deals for holiday shoppers. Participating businesses will offer special discounts, promotions, and giveaways throughout the day. Businesses include downtown shops and restaurants. Families can also bring their kids for photos with Santa at the Wausau Contemporary Art Museum. For a list of participating businesses, check visitwausau.com. Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in, back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow today. We're talking 1 to 3 inches, but wind will be gusting to 40 to 50, and that will create some big problems on the roads at times. Temperatures falling through the 20s today. Tonight, more blowing snow, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.